A major water rights agreement in the Klamath Basin is set to expire on December 31st. Correspondent Amelia Templeton reports that farmers, tribes, and power company PacifiCorp are getting behind an extension.
The Klamath restoration deal was inked 2 years ago, with a lot of celebration and even a cameo from then-California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I can see it already that the salmon fish is screaming, "I'll be back."
The deal settled decades of lawsuits over water rights in the basin on the Oregon-California border. Tribes and commercial fishers supported the deal because it set a timeline to remove 4 dams on the Klamath River. Farmers signed on, too. It gave them a predictable water supply. But Congress still hasn't passed a bill approving the deal. Bob Gravely is a spokesman for power company PacifiCorp.
The bills were just introduced, you know, at, I think, the end of 2011, and there wasn't much that happened in Congress last year at all.
Without approval from Congress, the deal is set to expire at the end of the year. But Gravely isn't worried. He says even though Congress is blowing its deadline, PacifiCorp is still on track to remove the dams by 2020.
Nothing that's happened at this point has affected that deadline. We're continuing to do the preliminary work that needs to be done with federal agencies to eventually hand over the dams.
About half the farmers and irrigators that are party to the deal have voted in favor of extending it for 2 more years. And the Klamath tribes will vote on an extension next month. I'm Amelia Templeton, reporting.